I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Data Security Podcast, sponsored by SimCorp. SimCorp develops innovative next-generation file integrity monitoring software. The SimTrack Integrity Suite monitors and protects a wide range of physical, network, cloud, and virtual IT assets in real time while providing detailed forensic information about all challenges. Securing your infrastructure with SimTrack helps you get compliant and stay that way. You can find more about SimCorp and SimTrack on the web at simcorp.com/SimTrack. Joining us today is Tom Cornelius, who currently serves as both the Senior Partner at Compliance Forge and Senior Director at the Secure Controls Framework Council. He brings over 2 decades of leading teams of professionals and innovating solutions to complex problems in both the private and public sectors. Welcome back, Tom. It's great to have you with us today.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me.
So, Tom, let's discuss the new Department of Defense Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, or CMMC. Is CMMC a new requirement?
Relatively speaking, it is new. Version 1 of CMMC was released in January of this year, but it's been well publicized that it's been coming, so it really isn't technically new. So CMMC is really an offshoot of a failed rollout of NIST 800-171 that was enacted back in 2018. This is where companies that are in scope for 800-171, they were able to self-attest that they were compliant with 800-171 and merely document all the issues they had in a risk register, which is commonly referred to as a plan of action milestones or POAM. So companies weren't actually fixing their vulnerabilities. They were just accepting it via POAM. So the DoD developed CMMC to force these defense contractors to comply with 800-171 controls and a few additional extras. And on top of that, have a third-party assessment model so that you're going to have a certified third-party assessment organization or a C3PAO come and actually perform an assessment so no self-attestation will be accepted.
And so is it true that CMMC is impacting not just the defense industrial base, but general IT and support services that are not traditional DoD or government contractors?
Yes, it's a trickle-down effect of the supply chain that not only supports the U.S. Department of Defense or defense industrial base, but federal government and just all of the primes and subcontractors that support that entire construct. So this is really where it's all about the data-centric nature of CMMC, where any organization that stores, transmits, or processes controlled unclassified information, or CUI, is required to comply with NIST 800-171 and therefore with CMMC. So these general IT and support, like managed service providers, are prime targets for CMMC based on how those MSPs have access to their client networks.
And so what are the ramifications for companies that fail a CMMC assessment?
So CMMC is really a gateway to being able to support the defense industrial base. So without a passing CMMC certification, defense contractors will not be able to bid on or participate in a contract that contains any type of CUI data. And we've already seen many large contractors are now making it a requirement for their subcontractors to have a passing CMMC certification as a requirement to do business with that prime. So you give it about a year or two and companies simply won't even be able to play in the defense industrial space without having a passing CMMC certification.
So where does an organization start their journey toward CMMC compliance?
So realistically, it starts with an understanding of what data you have. Since a lot of companies, they may find that even though they're participating in the defense industrial base, that they don't actually store, transmit, or process CUI. So if they don't have CUI, they still need to document how their business practices don't store, transmit, or process CUI. Just from the ability to prove to a larger prime, if a prime is saying you have to do this, a sub that doesn't have any type of CUI needs to be able to say, based on our business practices, this is how we operate. There is no CUI, so that is not applicable to us. But if a company does have CUI, this is where they need to thoroughly document their network infrastructure and generate data flow diagrams. This is going to help an organization identify, both what needs to be protected from a data perspective, and also identify the overall scope of their compliance obligations.
And so finally, Tom, what is the biggest takeaway that organizational leadership should be aware of in terms of CMMC?
So CMMC is a cost of doing business with the Department of Defense and you know, the supply chain that supports the DoD. So this is important because it's where you're going to find a lot of defense contractors. They might not think of themselves as, you know, like a Boeing or a Raytheon, you know, what a lot of people think of when they think of defense contractor, but an IT provider or consultant to them, you know, due to this trickle-down effect, do become, you know, in scope. So it's better to prepare sooner rather than later. So assuming CMMC is successful in its rollout to support the defense industrial base, there's already talk about how CMMC is going to expand beyond just the DoD into the U.S. federal government. So this is really just a more of a matter of time before this expansion happens. So if an organization is compliant with CMMC, it's going to open up markets. On the contrary, and not having a CMMC certification is going to close doors to both U.S. federal and DoD you know, contracts, including all the supply chains that support them. So you have this immense pool of business that's pretty soon going to be basically blocked off behind a certification firewall, for lack of a better term.
Great. Well, Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Data Security Podcast is sponsored by SimCorp Inc. SimCorp develops innovative next-generation file integrity monitoring software. The SimTrack Integrity Suite monitors and protects a wide range of physical, network, cloud, and virtual IT assets in real time while providing detailed forensic information about all changes. Securing your infrastructure with SimTrack helps you get compliant and stay that way. You can find out more about SimCorp and SimTrack on the web at simcorp.com/SimTrack. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.